All right, well, sorry, I was smoking before we started.
Oh, yeah, let me open up the stream.
Looking sickly as usual. Awesome.
Oh, man, you look so sick.
Oops, I gotta mute myself. Is everyone talking about YouTube Rewind? Is that what's up? Or is nobody talking about YouTube Rewind?
Who cares? It's like literally Mojo YouTube version.
So you watch YouTube Rewind?
Rewind? Of course I do.
Okay, so shortwave telecoms is live
change
now.
Change from Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, thank you for reminding me.
You're welcome.
Okay. Hello, Chris Potts.
Chris Potts, thank you so much for the Christmas gift.
Yeah, thank you for the chessboard. I haven't received it yet, because I'm not where it's going. But I will be going there on tomorrow.
I've already received my genie, and it was really cool. Thank you. Oh, Sophia! Do you know how many views do you have?
What?
Do you know how many views you have overall? Right now?
1488. That's insane. That's way too... There's... Alright, they completely changed the creator dashboard just when I was figuring out how to work it. I like it. I like me like you a lot.
Ugh. Hello, Mr. Kyle.
Edit stream info. Okay, there we go.
The chessboard should get there by the 30th. 13th.
Good.
13th. Epic.
Alright, the category should be changed.
Did you get the... Yes, it did. Did you get the magnetic one?
I got this other one. I can send you the link. Because I think it was the only one on the wish list.
I see.
It's really nice. It's really, really nice, though.
Awesome.
So, me and my dad will be playing. And hopefully he never says checkmate monkey to me.
You should play it with Stefan. That would be fun.
That's not fun. It's too easy.
Why? You'd lose?
I already played him and I won.
Who's worse, me or Stefan?
Likely Stefan. Speaking of, do you want to play a match?
Sure. Whoa, that looks really great.
Mm-hmm.
What the heck? That looks amazing.
Weigel Handmade Junior European International Chess Set. Yeah, it's really nice.
Really great.
It's $38. I would expect it to be more for how it looks.
Yeah, it looks expensive.
Oh, so thanks, Chris Potts, a lot.
Amazing. Did you post it on your project too?
Yeah. Alright.
Why is there only 3 people here right now?
I don't know. People will be lacking and whatnot.
Lacking. Oh. Let me log in into my chess.com account.
Just rubbing my entirely way too big IQ right now. Squinting. Man, that English paper is such an accomplishment.
It is.
That's like, that's a mood boost. Like, plus five mood boost.
Should we read it for the stream?
Guys, do you want me to read the English paper I did today? About peeing myself? I don't know if I ever told you the story. I don't know if I've talked about me pooping and peeing myself.
You guys want to hear an amazing
incredibly
tale.
Talented.
Incredibly talented.
Yes.
Sassy, smart, good jokes, good
voice. I can't believe I got 100. Sophia, you are incredibly talented. I wrote about peeing myself. All right. Yeah, Christina made her D&D avatar. All right.
Yes,
people are saying yes.
Okay, let's...
Alright, I'll do like an ASMR, like, book time. Book time,
ASMR,
yes.
Book time.
I wrote an entire book in, like, an hour and a half. Alright.
Took you two days.
Technically, yes. Alright.
Okay.
Some of the best times I ever had were crapping myself. Ain't that the truth? All right. The title is Mary Had to Have Potty Trained Jesus at Some Point. Jordan Peterson describes an archetype as a theme so deep that you cannot make it any more profound. For example, there is a certain point in formulating a question when you can't refine it any further. A question along those lines is, what is the greatest possible sacrifice for the greatest possible good? Another question of the same breed is, what is the course of action one ought to take when their pants have suddenly been repurposed into a toilet? This inquiry has occurred to me and arguably every other human being repeatedly throughout childhood. I wasn't the most continent child. This paired with the fact that I've always laughed quite a bit and my pelvic integrity was in risk of compromisation quite often. Laughter and the need to pee go together like peace and the Middle East, and led to my demise many a time. I peed myself in school, in trampoline parks, in jungle gyms, in playgrounds, at home, at friends' houses, and in pools. A lot. No wall, floor, ceiling, or body of water was safe from the menace of my bladder. But I don't think any child was the most continent child. Throw the first stone, he whomst never soiled a mattress. In fact, bladder and bowel control are defining struggles of the human experience. Every successful person had to wet their bed or trousers at least once before they got to where they are now. The conflict with one's own waste systems can be considered an iteration of the archetypal hero story. You have to conquer the dragon of the urge to go to get the princess as a reward, who represents the accomplishment of using the commode and preserving your undergarments from a sopping wet disaster. It's also a story of sacrifice. Postpone the gratification of urinating now to preserve the integrity of your pants and blossom into a functioning member of society. So don't get it twisted. The story I'm about to tell you is no laughing matter. It penetrates the depths of the challenge of Jungian psychological integration. In first grade, I broke my leg from jumping on a trampoline. Not falling off it, just jumping. I had landed weirdly on one of my legs, and just from that, it fractured. Of course, I had to get a leg cast and spend some time home from school to get used to it. My parents decided that it was a good idea to leave me at home alone on our white leather couch for a few hours during these days. I can't really blame them, though. They were working on a startup at the time and didn't anticipate me breaking my leg, so their schedule was based around the presumption that I'd be at school. It was no big deal for the most part. I just sat on the couch watching movies on my iPad. But on one of these days, the urge to go unfortunately hit me like a truck and created a serious problem. I assessed the situation in my developing 6-year-old prefrontal cortex. I first opted to hold out for as long as I could, but the need only grew stronger as time went on. My resolve to endure the discomfort was weakened also by the knowledge that my parents weren't coming home anytime soon to hoist me to the lavatory. I began considering my ability to crawl on all fours to the toilet, but I quickly realized my full leg cast would cause me to collapse on the journey. That was far too risky. If I let loose on the floor, I'd end up in a pool of my own piss. Even first graders have dignity, and that was a blow I couldn't survive. Perhaps I could just pee on the couch where I was sitting if it really came down to that? No, I didn't want to make a mess for my parents, especially not on a white leather couch. Although in retrospect, they'd probably understand and feel bad for facilitating my accident. I was checkmated. But there was another factor I hadn't yet taken into account. Did Victor join?
Yes, he did.
Amazing. The rest of my class knew of my injuries, so there was a stack of large cardstock get well soon cards they'd made sitting on the couch next to me. Their combined surface area was more than enough to accommodate me. Now, given it was a grave act of disrespect to my classmates, what was I supposed to say when they asked me if I liked the cards upon my return? They sure came in handy? Yet, I had no other viable options. The floor was covered in an antique rug worth multiple thousands of dollars, so I coveted the absorbent papers like a dog covets a pee-pee pad. I'm not quite sure what happened after I defiled my classmates' gifts. Did my parents find out? What was their reaction? I sacrificed something dear to me to preserve their nice furniture. I should have been rewarded, to be honest. The moral of the story is that everyone has been in the same belly of the beast that I have, in one way or another. When Satan successfully tempted Eve and therefore Adam, he brought evil, chaos, and dysfunction into the world. Part of not being in paradise anymore is not having control over your functions from day one. In fact, it's almost guaranteed that one of Satan's intentions was to delight in seeing us endure bladder and bowel failure in our early years. To relish the distraught look on mothers' faces when they enter their toddler's room, only to find the walls smeared with feces. But the joke's on Satan, because we've only gotten stronger.
Now read the teacher's review.
The teacher has reviewed it.
The teacher has reviewed it.
And okay. Gave Sophia 100% on it.
And I will read what she said in relation to this paper. Alright. Sophia, what a fun read. You are incredibly talented. This was funny, sassy, smart, good witty jokes in your word choice. Just all around a great story of an embarrassing moment. Couldn't have said it better, yeah. Teach.
So good. Faith wants to join. Can I add her?
Heck yeah.
That question was to who?
To YouTube.
Yeah. Put her in. By the way, have you already finished your sheet? Because I don't know if Faith is going to do one too.
I have already finished mine, but I still haven't wrote down the backstory because I was writing papers with Sophia.
All right. Awesome. Hello, Chris.
Yes, I did get called sassy.
My sassy. That's an adjective I've probably never... That's an adjective you wouldn't expect to be called.
Unless you're like a black woman.
Is that okay, like a race guy, adjective?
There's this guy that is really confused right now. what the heck is going on here? I'm confused but can't look away. Fill your bio. What do you stream about? She wrote that. Oh,
that was my English school assignment today.
Yes.
That was just my rough draft. I could add more if I wanted to.
We're gonna add still the part where Sophia poops her pants.
And should I add that? Should I add that where I poop my pants? Yes. And I put the poop in the sink. Not even the downstairs bathroom sink. I hauled my pooped pants all the way upstairs. Into my mother's bathroom and dumped it in her sink.
Yes, that is a classic story that needs to be added. Need an audiobook? Yeah, we should like make a whole thing.
What's up, guys? Just chilling.
A live action rendition?
Live action rendition.
Yeah.
We have to find like Megaminds baby to like make Sophia as a child.
I think it'd be better in animation actually, thinking of it right now.
It would. It would 10,000% be better in animation.
Hello, Faith.
You know how things look in The Walking Dead, the game? Something like that. But it's so
cute. Yeah, like, what's the studio called?
What, the makes, anime?
Telltale Games?
Something. No, like? I don't know. Well, I think it's just Telltale.
Okay. Yeah, do a Telltale game about me pissing myself.
Yeah, make an actual Telltale game.
So, yeah, you have choices. Do you pee on the white leather couch, or do you take the cards that your classmates gave you to saying get well soon and pee on those?
What are you guys on about?
Pee?
I wrote a paper for English class.
Send it on the chat for Faith to read it. You are annoying. Somebody just said that. To who? There's four people here.
All of them. You as a plural.
You. Plural.
The whole gang. Everybody's annoying here. Somebody asked,
if my voice is choppy right now, I'm rendering the video. Okay. I finished editing. That's why it's probably stinking right now.
Sophia, somebody asked you to do ASMR. Can you comply?
When people ask you to do it, you never do it when they ask you. That's the rule.
You do it when they least expect it.
Yeah, and least want it.
ASMR. Yes. Can we do like beatbox ASMR? Is beatbox just ASMR?
We had to have potty trained Jesus at some point.
Yeah, that was Victor's idea for a title.
Alright, I'm definitely going to be stealing this essay, though, for something.
Oh, yeah, you can use it.
Okay, cool. Because that's not a choice.
I get no say in the matter.
I steal all of your writing. This is known. I'm working on the one paper, the public schools, and I have to format it into a speech so I can do it for my SOS speech.
Epic.
I won't get to do it this week, but I get to do it.
It almost sounded like Stephen King peed himself. You're a very good writer. Thank you.
That's true, Sophia. You're very good.
How do I open the PDF?
Give Sophia 1,000 topics, and she'll write some good stuff about all of them. But when it comes to pee, that's when her authorship really shines.
Mm-hmm. Sophia, how do I open it?
Brings the author out of it.
Faith, you gotta download it, and then download it, and then you open it with like Microsoft Edge or something.
I don't know what that. I don't know how to. I'll figure it out somehow.
If you need to share your screen,
Is the video out?
On New Project 2, at least. I don't know if Ray put it on.
I'm gonna share my screen.
For speech, yet.
So soon this month? Isn't it like really late last month? I'm confused. Okay.
It was supposed to come out last month, but couldn't make it in time, and then plus...
That's great. Okay, open the download folder. Okay, open the folder things. Open the downloads.
Yo, okay, so, about to show a liberalish girl what do you suggest first? She's in high school like me. But a show.
But a.
Sophia's bratty toy review.
Yeah, that's probably my best video.
Okay, Faith.
I was thinking about Pedro today. The Pedro.
See, legendary. Way
that
too
was
good.
So... did we write that, or did you just do it randomly?
Faith.
I don't know if I still have the script for that video, so there's no way to tell. I like to think I just did it out of the blue, because I'm...
Open
it's
Firefox.
A mystery.
Which Firefox? Okay,
Pedro,
I have two
I think she's calling
the
you
one
Joel.
Where you downloaded it in.
That's forever, and every time for the rest of your life,
okay.
When
there.
Someone is insulted, that's what you tell them immediately.
Yeah.
Forever.
There you go.
Ew, and open on Internet Explorer.
That's Microsoft Edge. Actually.
That's actually Opera.
That's actually Safari. You're wrong.
Alright, who wants to play chess?
I already invited you.
Oh, I haven't logged in. I'm sorry.
Junk. I think you should probably. Oh. Or women are cool.
Women are cool as you both.
Especially with girls, it makes fun of men a lot. So I think that's probably good.
Women are cool and should vote is the best video. Oh well, so.
You pissed on a white leather couch?
No!
No, she didn't! That's the whole point of the story! The whole story is
no, how dare you say that! I didn't do it.
Did I tell you guys the story about my friend River who got blamed for projectile pooping on a wall in second grade?
I believe I've seen something for that.
I never understand how that's even possible.
He told me about it in the lunch line the other day. So what happened is it was second grade and someone had projectile just absolutely diarrhea'd onto the wall.
How? They must have, crouched down and, stuck their butt in the air. It and had to be intentional.
Nobody noticed who actually did it. So they all just automatically assumed it had been River who did it.
And yeah, you can't really defecate on a wall while being shy. At the same time.
He claims that it wasn't him who projectile pooped onto the wall. But I'm still unsure, because why would they all automatically assume it was him? Is it because he's fat and gross? Possibly.
If he's fat, that makes it harder to projectile poop in a wall.
Oh, that's true.
Because there's a lot of obstacles. Yeah. Or rather, one obstacle that is really difficult to get through as a poop.
I think it was Sophia, actually. Nobody knows.
They automatically just assumed it had been him.
You need to invite me to the game again.
I understand the concept of projectile pooping. If your poop is particularly malleable and if your colon is anywhere near, just peak performance, that's probably enough. Mm-hmm. If you're close to the wall, if you're far, I don't know what you're doing.
I don't know. I think you could diarrhea hard enough.
Yeah, for sure. My friend,
but it's so risky. It's so risky. If you don't gauge properly how hard it's gonna come out, you just go all over yourself.
And confidence.
Yeah. It's so people are talking about pissing on the ceiling by doing a headstand, and it's so
retarded. It's a hypothetical, okay? Yeah, but you can imagine that though, doing headstand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can all imagine it.
I think it'd be more effective for a guy.
Just click on it. Surely. Sophia,
I think guys can piss on ceilings without doing a handstand, though, right? Victor?
No. Depends on how high the ceiling. If I'm in a hobbit house, perhaps.
No, because you just, push hard enough.
No.
You can't change the pressure?
I don't.
There's no pressure setting
thing where you put the thumb on the, to make the spray thinner. Maybe then. But that'd be very painful. I wouldn't want to do that to myself.
I think you should
really.
Try it out.
Okay.
Have you ever been tempted to?
No, because that'll be a pain in the butt to clean afterwards.
The link didn't work.
I don't know what's going on with chess.com today. I am
not. Can you water plants with your own?
No, that the ammonia will kill them.
Do we have ammonia? Isn't that like frogs?
I think every pea has ammonia. Ammonia and urea. And some other stuff.
Gonorrhea.
I don't think that's an ingredient.
Some people do have.
Yeah, gonorrhea. That's how it's spelled. Let me get this one. There we go.
God told me I had gonorrhea.
At my old country town, a girl got gonorrhea, and they used to take her to the gas station across the street to go to the restroom.
Oh.
Because they thought you spread gonorrhea via toilet seat. So she had to be taken to the gas station across the street to urinate or
wait, is that real? Can you get gonorrhea from a toilet seat?
I don't know, but all I know is they made her do that.
Who made her do that? They?
They. It was a policy written into the city's government. Please stay.
The city comes together with torches and pitchforks.
We don't want her gonorrhea.
Get your gonorrhea out of our toilets.
What? That didn't the gas station guy complain about it?
I'm not sure if he was aware of what was going on.
Just this random.
Just 250 people going into the bathroom. Just another day.
I doubt they would notice or they would connect the dots that a 16-year-old girl has gonorrhea and only is allowed to use the toilet in a gas station.
You can from a public pool. Penis. Oh. Wasn't it like that was Christina's character's name? Penis.
No, it's Pemus.
The proposed name was Pemus, or phallus, or penis.
No, there was another name. It was Pemus something. You remember? It wasn't just Pemus. It was two names.
No, you guys were trying to come up with a second name, and then Sophia just went like, Pemus vulva. And that was it.
Oh, I can't. No, I think we actually came up with something. I can't remember.
If I gift a sub, will it be for 1 month or do I have to keep paying for it? I don't know how any of this stuff works. Sorry.
Yeah, Twitch is confusing.
Potts, Chris Potts, the name of my character is Timothy Eldridge.
That's hilarious. Thank you.
Thank you. This guy like doesn't know who we are, which is cool.
That makes two of us with gonorrhea.
Yeah, it's called Timothy Eldridge. Should keep on with the Philip names. Philip book names.
That's a great reply. The person tells the other person, I'm sorry I didn't say at the moment, but I have gonorrhea. And the other person replies, that makes two of us.
Say that again, please. Timothy Eldridge.
Yes. Sophia, could you possibly write the backstory for me?
When?
When?
Yeah, when?
Either today or tomorrow?
Okay. Yeah, I can do that. I just gotta remember to.
Thank you. I will remind you. Yeah, just the whole story about what was the thing? Mist?
Dream mist. Everybody was taking it or was being led along by this fake god that was actually Seth. And
yeah.
You reject that. Go and
because
find
I
Lyra.
Don't like snakes.
Yeah.
And I find Lyra. There we go.
I can't find my... Sorry.
Nice. I can, but it would be messed up. I don't understand what that's in reply to. Oh, I see. The backstory. Oh no, like we already made a backstory. It just needs to be like actually written. So I want Sophia to do it because... I'm lazy and busy.
And Sophia can write well. She's written everything that turned in for English this year.
I'm happy to because I really like writing.
I'm not even kidding. Every single thing I've written, except for one thing. No, two things. She has written for me. And my teacher always compliments me on how good my writing is and my creativity. And I'll be sitting there, I'm like, yeah, I am really good at that. And then I'll click in my head that I've written none of it. And what she's talking about is things that I haven't come up with on my own.
The best thing is just, like, when it's like 4 or 5
stick'em nuts. My teacher loves stick'em nuts. she absolutely loves that. But I don't have the heart to tell her since I didn't write it. But she loves it.
Man. It's like a circle of charity writing.
Yeah.
She brings it up all the time.
The best thing is like when it's 4 or like 5 p.m. my time, and then Discord starts ringing and it's Sophia and I know it's a school assignment. Mm-hmm. I just know it's a writing school assignment.
Wordsmith? I like that. What would you like to write? Horror, suspense, or fantasy? Suspense. I feel like fantasy has a really good leeway for character creation. Just coming up with funny names.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like writing it, like writing all the characters for that world history assignment. It was Lasagna, Lasagna, Mozart, Mozzarella, and Bongo Bonini were the characters.
Played out in Italy, obviously. That's the region version, but the original version was Gorgonzola and Zoe Zola.
So fucked up. Gorgonzola.
Oh, man. Gorgonzola is an amazing name.
Mm-hmm. Did you come up with that, Christina? I forget.
Mozzarella Mussolini, too?
Oh, yeah, Mozzarella Mussolini.
I liked
was
that one a lot.
Yeah, Mozzarella Mussolini was Sophia.
Sophia, a.k.a. Not sure. Mozzarella Mussolini.
I'm not sure.
AKA.
I'm not sure who created Gorgonzola. I'm not sure if it was me or you. Just so much stuff thrown together that like it's hard to distinguish who made what.
Indoor inflatable retarded. Forgot I put that here.
The. But the story was very good as well. It was supposed to like demonstrate how people behaved in like medieval times. And it was about this couple that got a divorce, and therefore were excommunicated from the church. And Zoe Zola got the house and went to live alone on her own, and she got robbed every week because no one wanted to protect her because she got divorced. So she got robbed every single week, and all she ever did was like go under her bed and cry. And then she finally decided she would fight against the guys who were. Who were robbing her, and she tries to like take a jab at the guy, and like the guy punches her in the forehead, falls back, she has a concussion and dies immediately from brain damage.
Christina mostly came up with that, so I can't take any credit. Well, my teacher generously gave me a chance to resubmit that one and make something a little bit more historically accurate.
Yeah, the teacher was like, it's supposed to demonstrate, like, class differences and,
divorced women were the lowest class.
Yeah, she was oppressed.
And Sophia came up with a great phrase on that one. It was, her concussed coconut hit the ground. yeah, but that one was so much fun writing. And then it was the one where... when was the guy? It was Mozart Mozzarella, the guy... The Lord?
That one?
Name?
Yeah. I was just tired, so I didn't use those names in the end. I just did the knight, the lord, and then the serf.
I see. Well, the lord was Mozart Mozzarella, and The night was lasagna, lasagna.
I like that way too much.
Lasagna, lasagna.
And the serve was pizza.
That sounds like it could be a Disney princess name. Lasagna, lasagna. Let down your noodles.
That's a Disney princess name. Oh, lasagna, lasagna.
Oh, my dearest lasagna, lasagna.
Let down your cheese strands so I can pull on them.
Let me tug on your cheese strings.
Who are your favorite writers? Victor. I don't know any other writers. Myself.
That's about it.
I've read the Bible. Oh, Dostoevsky.
Oh yeah.
Common Punishment is cool.
Sophia, do you buy books or do you online?
I've been buying physical books because it feels like more based in Red Pill. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like that. I do that as well. Yeah.
I like physical.
I've only
books
bought two books. If I get, I'm gonna ask for money for Christmas to buy some books because all I have is Mein Kampf. But I told a Jewish girl that I would let her read it.
How did you get Mein Kampf?
I ordered it online.
It's not. It's not difficult at all. But I'm like. You, like, your mom let you buy that?
Oh, she didn't know. I just had it under my pillow, and then my brother actually found out about it and was very unhappy with me that I had.
I know, because, like, if you're hiding Mein Kampf, then, like, you're not just reading it, like, for funsies, you know?
If you're hiding Mein Kampf, there's a limited amount of things that you're hiding it for. Reasons.
I think it's still hidden in my colostomy bag.
All of the reasons are concerning.
It. Your colostomy bag?
You read... what? Where did you get that from?
Why did you put my colostomy bag? What
did you say, Faith? I heard Faith saying I still have it hidden in my colostomy bag.
Oh my gosh! I'm gonna pee myself. Okay, I gotta go to the bathroom before this becomes a serious emergency. Oh my god. I'm getting chest pains, I'm having a heart attack.
Oh my gosh.
I gotta go away and have a heart attack. I'll be back after the heart attack.
Mein Kampf is safely tucked away in my colostomy bag.
I mean, no one's gonna check there, so I think you're safe.
And you have a good reason to carry it around.
Dude,
as well.
Whoever checks someone else's colostomy bag is probably not that anal about Nazism. They probably don't care about anything anymore.
Digging around, being someone's
cold. Yeah, let me dig in your colostomy bag to see what's up.
See what's cooking.
See what cooked.
You get me. Anyways, as I was trying to say before, I like buying physical books, but I also like reading in English. So, like, I don't have that many because they're expensive.
I have one book in Portuguese.
I have some, but I really prefer
English.
And
I find it difficult to read it in class. Because when I was reading Constellation, it's in English. So, I could just mentally shut out Portuguese, and then I could focus on the book. But reading in Portuguese, I'm paying attention to Portuguese. So when I started hearing people speak around me, I started getting distracted way easier.
Yeah, it's so much easier to just read English. And Portuguese is, like, kind of retarded, so I don't like it.
I think when I go to America, I'm probably going to read in Portuguese. I think that's how it works for me.
I
was never going to be a turtle. Sophia was going to be a turtle.
What does that mean?
Joey? Okay, what are we talking about? Candy
Okay, we made one note after you left, which was hiding something in your colostomy bag is the perfect, like, it's the perfect hiding spot, because whatever you're hiding in your colostomy bag, whoever is, you know, cares so little about existence enough to put in your colostomy bag doesn't care about what you have to hide in there anyway. So it's safe.
Hiding my cuff in my colostomy bag.
How no one's gonna check there anyway.
Yeah, but why are you gonna retrieve it? You don't care about coming into contact with your own feces. All right, you're willing to go to that to those measures for Hitler.
Maybe that's how you like.
You love him that much.
You put it in a Ziploc and you put it inside the colostomy bag with
him. Yeah, but the Ziploc is still gonna like.
I'm a bit worried if the Jewish girl still wants to borrow my copy of Mein Kampf, because I think I have some like notes in the margins that like pointing to stuff and like putting little notes and like I agree and things. Like
Wait,
that.
Did you read entire Mein Kampf?
Yes.
That's 700 pages. You are prolific.
I did it last year.
Amazing.
Do you remember? And then I wrote an entire thing about like everything wrong with the Jewish people. Do you remember that? You remember it. Okay?
Yeah, you got 100, right?
Yeah,
oh
100%.
My. Oh my. I imagine Sophia being in prison and someone tips her off like, dude, just hide the contraband in your colostomy bag. And then they're not going to check it. And Sophia's like, "Ah, all right." And she's like, a day later she comes back, "Dude, I got the contraband right here." And she opens the colostomy bag, it's full of and the person says, "You're not supposed to poop in it. You don't need it." And Sophia just lifts her eyebrows up.
More poop squeezes out. What you
reason? Just hide it in your colostomy bag. That's presumptuous. How do you know I have a colostomy bag?
No, like pretend you're. This is not that hard.
This is my colostomy bag. It has absolutely no poop on it. It's not connected to you. All it has is contraband in it. It's just my colostomy bag.
He has cocaine in mine.
It's not connected to you. You just poop and then you pick it up and then put it on your colostomy.
Like a dog.
No, you can just like paint it brown on the inside so that people think it's pooped up.
I can't believe bag story is real.
Yeah. The fart bag story about my great grandfather.
Yes.
Great is not an age thing. He was just a great person for that.
Do colostomy bags actually hold poop?
Yeah.
Yep.
Then why do women decorate them? I'm seeing them with these fancy, cute little cases.
Wow. Literally trying to polish their poop. Okay, colostomy bag. I'm gonna regret looking this up.
Wait, Sophia, there's a woman in a bikini with her
Okay, Chris Potts was asking all of us about our favorite writers. Who's your favorite writer, Victor?
Google cute colonoscopy bag.
Probably probably Boethius.
Jesus. What about you, Faith? Who's your favorite, person? Your favorite writer?
I read Dostoevsky, too, but I prefer Boethius, too. Boethius' Consolation of Philosophy to Crime and Punishment.
I like Sophia. Sophia's probably my top.
Wait, so is there just a bunch of poop sitting in there?
Yes.
Right now?
Ray Bradbury.
I was about to ask, how does the inside look? Is it like Ray a pool of poop, or does it just condense everywhere?
I have no idea.
You know, like when you cook beans and you take the and you take the top of the pan off, there's a little condensed water on the what is it called? It isn't the top. The cover.
Y'all ever
the
seen
lid.
A gay man with a colonoscopy bag?
Do gay people poop other than easier?
Look at this.
Gay people probably poop very much easier.
Oh man. Ew.
That looks crazy.
My poop is fabulous. Yo, do not bedazzle your colostomy bag with that. That is German rule number 7. do not bedazzle your colostomy bag. My poop is fabulous.
But you can know about it.
Oh, yeah. I just remembered what it is. Bags out for...
What's the full...
Seven?
What's the full list of German rules? Can we...
Or you cannot them right know now? Rule number
six. Six is redacted.
Yeah.
Imagine bouncing on a trampoline and feeling your poop bag slosh around.
Man, this is like really like...
I don't think you can do that. That's taking such a huge risk. I don't think a person with a colostomy bag would do that.
Yeah, how strong is the adhesive to the stomach?
Nah, what the...
What if it slides off? And the trampoline is already bouncing. So it all just starts bouncing on the trampoline.
Have you ever way too yourself big risk. On a trampoline and you flip and slide around?
Oh, no, that sounds awesome.
I'm going like, I'll go to the extremes of it. How about bungee jumping?
That's
high pressure. That comes off.
Oh. Do you think if you tape your colonoscopy bag around you, then you would just feel the feces.
Colonoscopy bag?
You guys are really fixed on the scatological. I forgot that was a word again. So, is there like a scatologist? Because I'm one of them.
Oh my gosh, I want to be a scatologist when I'm older. That's my calling.
Scatologist.
Scatophile. That's me.
Scatology. Don't say that.
I was too busy humming along to the Donkey Kong country music. Yeah, that's really great.
I think you can. If you tape the colonoscopy bag around yourself, then you would just feel it sloshing.
So if you had a waistband around it, it would probably pop.
Man, this sort of thing is like, I think about having one of these. I'm so like sensitive in the stomach region.
Yes. Like when you see those little holes in there, it's so bad.
Ooh, what happens if somebody put their finger in the hole?
It's like, oh my gosh, the worst.
Have you guys ever
That's
had?
The most uneasy thing I can imagine.
Yeah, sticking.
You know the game Switch? That's like Switch times 10.
Imagine you have a colostomy bag hole, so when you put your finger in it, looking in your eye.
One finger in your butthole. One finger in your colonoscopy bag hole.
That's really, like you stuck the landing on the colonoscopy bag. What would be a colonoscopy bag?
I don't want to find out.
Yeah, that doesn't sound too good.
I spent half an hour making food and now I can't eat. You're welcome.
I mean, golden shower. What
you get.
Is as far as I would go personally. You do you though.
Yeah, because you said you're a scat.
Is there something called like a poop shower? Is that a thing? Poop shower? I'm not gonna Google poop. Yes, I am. Shower.
Oh my, Sophia, I don't remember the context, but Sophia recently referenced Tub Girl to me, and I don't know why.
If you Google poop shower, a bunch of 2012, like, troll face memes come up. If you Google poop shower, I'm in a different part of the internet right now. Wow.
Can we please change the topic to something more family friendly, like guns?
Sophia, can we play the baby poop memory game?
Okay, it's not against Twitch rules to talk about poop.
No, I think that guy is monkeying around.
Mm-hmm. He's sick of our colonoscopy bag.
He's pulling your leg.
Baby poop memory. What is this?
It's a game. It's a match of people.
The blueberry smoothie?
There's two things that I liked writing for Sophia. Three, actually, but one of them isn't funny. It's just really nice. One of them is the email to Talia Levine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Which I loved writing. And then every time I read back, I feel I cannot believe I wrote this. And it was sent to someone who read. And it was like, and it's this person who takes themselves seriously. A random person on the internet. It's like a journal. That, and then the conversation with the Dark Ape.
Mm-hmm. Way too good.
Oh yeah.
What was like, that like?
Like Socratic dialogue level of good.
My mother is in the. My mother is.
Good luck with your retarded mother. Yo, I gotta find this.
Thank you so much.
That's so good.
Sends a picture of him in handcuffs.
Oh, that guy's weird. I don't know what's. And the other thing was Sophia's letter to Donald Trump.
What?
Which was really neat.
Oh, yeah! The thing, that school assignment. I don't think I have it anymore because they disable, like, the school account.
Very neatly written. Very neatly
I remember throwing my iPod to the fourth generation when I was 8 years old, and I found it again.
What the? I should have pooped before I got. What does that mean?
I remember.
In prison?
My iPod touch.
Sophia. That's what they said when that incident happened with my father. That is the contest.
My mom used to force me to take baths with her, and then one time.
I know this one.
I hope so. With my mother. That tire.
How big was the
It was specimen. A child-sized poop.
Pooping on your mom so she stops forcing you to take baths with her.
I remember she picked it up and went, what's this?
What the?
I know not, mother.
She's even more insane than you. Okay, you two are sitting in the bathtub. You take a crap. She picks up the poop.
It's to you.
And they were all really
calm. She took
calm
her up on
it.
The challenge.
I remember everyone was so calm, and they're like, Faith, you need to make sure you go potty before you get in the bath.
What the
Oh, yeah, that probably had happened before.
Oh, God. I remember that, but life is more than once thing. I was very little. I remember I was really little.
Man, what an alpha. You wrote to Donald Trump. It was for a school assignment. You don't actually send it to Trump. It's like, if you have to write Trump about immigration policy, what are you going to tell him?
It was like a school assignment.
Was that Jogan?
I'm 15 years old. Yeah, 13 is pretty close.
Was the presiding teacher Jogan to that letter?
Yeah, Jogan.
Oh, okay.
Joe Rogan was your English teacher?
Yes.
What? Jogan, the little Mexican man. Respectable.
That could be an RPG
Didn't
character.
Didn't he dance while giving classes? Wasn't that a thing?
Oh, yeah. He did, like, foot movements. Really strange ones as he, like, taught us stuff. He basically, like, He basically...
That's like Jordan Peterson's tribe. Whatever that name is. I know because I did that too in the long range video. I committed the same mistake. I went crip walk.
He basically crip walked around the entire classroom by the time he was done explaining everything.
I am crippled.
Quack.
You know what else River did today? He took a pencil, and apparently if you have any fat on you, if you take a pencil and you push it into your fat, and then you release it, it'll shoot across the room.
That is fantastic.
I was sitting on the couch next to him, and he was shooting pencils at kids in our class. I couldn't do it because I don't have enough fat on me, but him, he was doing it.
He has more than enough.
Did the teacher see?
Yeah, so much more than
no,
that.
No, it was like in our little like our little like English area, because we sit in this little corner in English. We have like flexible seating. Oh man, I love that group. I love River so much. He's my absolute favorite person. Oh god, I love him.
Thank you for your service. You're like Gandhi. My bad, man. I forgot who you are. I don't want to go to your gangster rap concert.
That's the messages with the dark ape, right?
Who is this? Like 20 messages in. Who is this?
Sometimes you have sparks like that.
How was everybody's day?
I remember when those messages were going on. That was so good.
Did it take place here when I was here? Why do I feel like it was here?
What? Was it in New York?
These messages.
Don't remember.
No, I think it was Cursed House in the basement.
I don't know, I'm retarded.
I don't know. I don't know if it might. No, it might have been New York. I think it was New York. Can you just send again the picture of him in handcuffs in our chat? Can you send that again? I haven't seen that in about a year now.
It's really cool how you got arrested. Haha, thanks, dude. smiling.
I remember when you first like read that again to me and like sent the screenshots, and I had to like not laugh because it was really late at night.
Yo, someone ordered Autocrat. Someone ordered Autocrat. Tweeted at me.
Oh, we have to make some new ones.
Autocrat. Crap.
That's epic.
We have to make some
new ones. I look even more Asian because the shirt wrinkles. Amazing. But also because I just look Asian.
Wait, do you still sell merch, Sophia?
Yeah.
Oh,
really? Okay, when I get my Christmas money, do you have hoodies?
No.
Not yet. Dude. Get not hoodies. Yet. I want a hoodie with your ugly mug on it.
Who is
can you sell? Can you sell personalized colonoscopy bags as well?
Victor, you're the new guy. Did you know that? You're the new guy. Me and Sophia are the regulars, and you're the new guy now.
I think he's talking about Kasuwake, actually.
Kakawaka?
Obituary is so good, I wore it out yesterday. Amazing. Nice, I do like the shirt.
Mind grinder is the best one. Mind grinder
is clean.
Will always be the best one.
I like the obituary one a lot.
I remember making that was so fun, like, writing the star that sees to shine. Oh, that's always so much fun.
Christina knows Korean? I didn't know that.
I don't. I'm using Google Translate.
Epic style.
I know Portuguese, English. And a little bit of German.
Just call me Kasu.
You don't get that level of friendship with me.
Let's play game Super Vomit.
Kasuwake.
What kind of question is that? Super Vomit. Soup.
Like, you have to distinguish whether it is soup or vomit.
Oh, you didn't send anything.
Wow.
I might
the
get
Autocrat shirt sure looks so sinister. Mm-hmm. I forgot how sinister it looked.
I might get a second one. Which one are you most proud of, Sophia? Which one do you have?
Retarded woman cook? Why is that one of the search results? Super vomit. This is kind of difficult.
I think those are all soup, to be quite honest.
Oh, okay, really? Let's play this game. I will be sending the pictures, and you guys can distinguish whether it is vomit or soup.
I was just using Google Translate. I found someone who knew Korean like me.
Why do you know Korean if you're not Korean?
Wait, you don't know that. He has a Bibio name.
Wait, are you Korean? Kasuake? Yeah.
This looks strongly like vomit, but I'm gonna go with soup.
Wrong. It is vomit.
Yeah, see?
It looks like lemon pie.
What is the green liquid? Is that Gatorade? I threw up Gatorade and it looks like that, so.
This is the plate, stupid. The plate is green.
Which ones did you make? Commissar. Obituary. Victor made the rest.
I think. Wasn't Commissar a conjunction effort?
Yeah, I made the. Yeah. I photoshopped the face thing and you did the text. Yeah.
Try this one, Sophia.
Yeah.
This looks a lot like soup.
That's.
Christina. What do you vote?
That's vomit.
That's vomit.
Yeah.
It's what?
It's vomit.
I knew it.
Why are there flowers?
There's just one pea in there. That's retarded. Who puts just one pea in their soup? It's soap. Yes, it is. Next to diarrhea.
A lot of sense.
That's, I don't know, all the soup would have to be like chili or something.
Okay, Chris, which shirt do you have?
Okay, come on, that's vomit. That's vomit into a dog bowl.
Yeah,
alright, I'll send a hard to distinguish.
That's vomit. It looks like poop too. I don't like
that. Is it chili or vomit? Chili or vomit?
That's vomit. Straight up.
That's soup.
Hey, soup. Going with soup.
It's a vomit.
Why is it in a measuring cup?
I'll measure my vomit. By the way, some of it was poured out, so this vomit is being used.
This is my new favorite game. Super vomit.
In real life, the smell tells you.
I'm glad to see that the YouTube Mafia didn't totally discourage me. Didn't discourage me one bit.
Yeah, soup. That looks like soup. Soup, yeah, I'm going with soup.
Soup.
It's a Greek plate.
Why it's got chopsticks. Who would put chopsticks in their vomit? What kind of menace? What kind of psycho?
This is the kind of psycho that will look in my colostomy bag.
Yeah, for Mein Kampf.
Looking for Mein Kampf in a colostomy bag.
Such a good game.
That's like vomit. A bit if you're like suspecting that your grandfather is like still a Nazi or something.
Oh my, they think you're a Nazi. Let me see your pockets. Please,
Sophia.
Let me see your everything.
Ideas document.
Gotta write it down.
That looks like lasagna vomit.
Yeah.
Lasagna vomit. I'm gonna go with vomit.
Vomit.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm gonna go with vomit.
Oh man, it's not that I'm gonna get you guys. It's vomit.
Oh man. Yeah, I thought you were about to say it's like soup. That's a pretty sad soup.
I read the thing wrong. It is soup.
Oh gosh. That's rough.
Not soup. That couldn't be soup. That's too thick.
There's literally no liquid in there. This...
It's lasagna. Yeah. It's lasagna.
Lasagna and soup are a bit too. No.
You can't use that trump card.
Yeah. And the game is lasagna or soup.
This one should be easy.
Well, who vomits like that? I'm going with soup.
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 Oh, really? Because it's vomit.
What? It's like gelatin.
It's vomit. It might have like fermented.
Who's vomit? The Pillsbury Doughboy? What kind of vomit is this thick? It must have been caught in the throat a lot. If normal liquid vomit gets caught in your throat for like hours, I wonder how this guy must have felt like afterwards.
All right, try this one. I don't think you guys aren't gonna get this one.
Epic. You are. Okay, this happens is wrong.
Okay. soup.
Christina, what's your vote?
I already said vomit.
Yeah, go with vomit.
It came out of someone's butt.
Yo, no! No way!
Yeah, I understand that.
It's fart juice.
What?
That is unbelievable. There's no way. There's no way!
That looks like the diarrhea of someone who ate pudding.
That looks like chocolate milk. What are you guys talking about?
Yeah, it's straight up a liquid.
I got like a very digested pudding.
I know you can't see it. There's not really a good way for me to show you. I don't. Also, I don't know if Twitch permits.
Promotes what?
I don't know. Me showing diarrhea on my stream.
Yeah, diarrhea is probably.
Please, number 13, and not to show on your Twitch stream. Diarrhea, please. No fecal matter.
No.
Scatologist, yeah. Beware.
I feel like the whole stream is like the whole people watching is like they feel like out groups.
Faith is sending these things in the Discord chat, so if I try to share my Discord screen, I'm gonna like dox myself.
Yeah.
Oh. My computer's running so slow it can't handle the super vomit.
It's epic that you got you're not safe because it's really cool. I think my favorites are You're Not Safe and Mind Grinder. The yellow version of Mind Grinder. Yummy stuff.
Oh, my computer's crashing. It really can't handle the
vomit. What's the site for your merch, Sophia?
Sofsupply.com.
.com, yes, sir.
Yellow Mind Grinder is by far the best one.
How many shirts have sold so far?
I actually know. I just have to check.
My computer is running so slow, I can't click between my tabs. Help.
It's kind of crazy that, like, people are wearing stuff.
Let's see here.
Sophia, why does this look like you? Hold on, I found this. For a minute, I thought this was you, but
57. I forgot to put the promo in the video I just uploaded.
Diarrhea, man.
He's going through it. He's going through it right now. That's Barney. Barney. Yeah. Barney is a cool name.
Indeed.
Projectile poop on wall. What does this look like?
That's what the internet is for, bud.
Faith, your curiosity just... Sorry, unless you've got a time machine, that content is unavailable at the moment. Did you just get banned?
Oh, no. That would not be good.
Did you get banned for the pooper vomit?